Hallelujah. Yeah. Kasih Tuhan.
Hallelujah, thank God.
Jadi di sini ke Pelin Jawa ya.
Because this is the first time I'm at Canoga Park Church.
Hello, Jawa ya, bukan sangat sangat yang jong, sangat jengji jengji. Se Jawa nengi 弟兄姊妹能够有这个心，能够热心啊，能够买到这么一个好的会堂啊。
And it's very good that the brothers and sisters can have such a warm heart to buy such a good chapel.
是我们弟兄姊妹啊，都能安心的来领受主的灵粮。And
we can restfully partake in the spiritual food from heaven.
那么这是神啊，私人祝福每一位弟兄姊妹。And
this is God's blessing to every one of the brothers and sisters.
今天我们是安息生日，我们要大家来遵守安息生日，领受神的私人祝福。And
today is the Holy Sabbath, and we must use this Holy Sabbath to obtain God's blessings and mercy.
小弟今天上午啊。 我所准备的这个五项勉励的题目，就是有功效的祷告。And
today, this morning, I have prepared the topic of effective prayer for our mutual encouragement.
我们首先呢，请看诗篇，27篇第八节。Let
us look at Psalm 27, verse 8.
诗篇。
请看27篇。你说你们懂拯救我的命，那是我信向你们说，向你说，神啊，你的命我真要请求。Verse 8, my heart says of you, seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek.
我们祷告。 是我们基督徒的一个神赋予我们的一个特权。And
our prayer is something that God gives us to give us ability.
因为能给我们与造物之真神的灵交。And
God uses this to teach us to communicate. We use prayer to communicate with God.
那么我们借着祷告呢，来请求。
And we can use prayer to come in before God.
来亲近神,
and we can to draw near to God.
来向神倾心吐意,
and to truly communicate with Him.
我们能够求告神,
and we can also use prayer to ask God for things.
这是我们神赋予我们的特权呐。
And these are the uses of the prayer that God has given us.
所以我们在祷告中间，我们跟神来灵交，我们时时刻刻可以啊，见到神的面。And
through prayer, we can draw near to God and we can seek His face.
那么保罗也告诉我们了。And
Paul also tells us.
他讲你们运动要衣物挂虑呀，衣物挂虑啊，不要担心。
And Paul also tells us that we should not worry.
凡事要接着祷告,
but we should pray under all circumstances.
祈求感谢,
to pray and to give thanks.
那么讲你们的所有需要的事情啊, 向神啊, 来告诉神。
And we can take all our needs and tell it to the Lord.
那么这里保罗这句话讲，因为我们感觉到。 难道说，祷告不是我们的福气吗？
And Paul mentions that isn't prayer one of our blessings?
对了，是我们的福气。And
yes, it is.
但是呢，我们时常啊，感觉到啊，祷告，好像神没有垂听我的祷告。But
many times in our prayers, we feel as if God is not listening to our prayers.
那么是为什么呢？
And why is this?
什么原因呢？
And what is the reason for this?
那么祷告能够达到神的免协，蒙神垂听的话，我们必须要具备一些条件呢。
And that is because if we want God to listen to our prayers, there are first some requirements.
那么现在我们从圣经里面领受体味到的啊，与大家我们一起来分享。
And let us study some of these requirements in the Bible.
让我们在座的同学们啊，在圣经上面所指示的啊，能够得到一些方法。
And we perhaps can find some ways of prayer. Inside the Bible.
那么使我们的祷告里能够达到神的面前来。
And we can use these ways so that we can see God's face.
在祷告中间能够达到神的面，给予神灵教，这是我们啊基督徒亲身的要体验的。
And to see God's face through prayer is something that every Christian should experience.
你在祷告中间体味到神的滋味之后，那你就很欢喜的啊，想要祷告了。
Because if we truly experience this, then we'll be always joyful when we pray, and we want to pray all the time.
我们就啊知道祷告是有很有价值的。
And we know that prayer has much value.
所以我们要深深的要感谢主。
And so we must deeply and truly thank God.
现在我们提出以下几点呢？啊，作为今天我们上午啊，大家互相勉励啊。
And there are some points I'd like to point out for our encouragement this morning.
那么第一点就是讲到要有信心的祷告。
And the first point is a faithful prayer.
那希伯来十一章六节里面啊，这里告诉我们。
And in Hebrews chapter 11, it tells us,
他讲我们人呢，非信，非要信，就是要相信神。
And in this chapter, it tells us that we as men have to believe and have faith in God.
如果你不相信神，神怎么能够认识你呢？
Because if you do not have faith in God, how will God know you?
如果你不认识神，你怎么得到神的喜悦呢？
And if you do not know God, how can you receive God's blessings?
所以因为我们到神的面前来、啊、我们必须我们要相信，首先我们要相信神。
So to come before God, we first must believe.
而且我们要相信他能够赏赐给我们的、啊、救他的这些人。
And we must believe that God will give us the blessings that he has planned for us.
那么我这样讲过了，如果你不相信，那可能、啊、与神还有个距离，你怎么去啊得到神的喜悦呢？
But say if you do not believe, there is a distance between you and God. How can you draw closer?
那么我们啊举个例来说了。
Let's talk of an example.
我们做父母的啊，对于孩子们呢，这个小孩子啊。
For example.
都是我们父母都是喜欢这个孩子们的。
For example, all parents love their children.
父母怎么样啊？听他来啊，小孩子的来要求。
And how do the parents listen to what the child desires?
因此，我们没有啊来相信神，没有相信神的人。没有相信人的神的人。
It's just like how if we do not believe in God,
那么就没有办法来祷告。
Then we have no way of praying.
也如果即使你哦相信了神，即使啊你就是想哦你啊你能够相信神的话。
And if you believe in God.
如果你没有深深的相信神能给赏赐请求他的人，
But if you do not believe that God will bless those and give those who ask of him,
是得不到的、啊、在他那里得不到什么的，
then you yourself will not gain much from what God has to give.
那么主的兄弟雅各长老告诉我们。
And just as Jesus' brother James the Elder has told us.
啊，我们来啊看看啊看看那个雅各书。
And let's look at the book of James.
啊，雅各书啊一章。
Book of James, chapter 1.
先看雅各书一章啊，雅各书第一章，我们请看第六节。
James chapter 1 verse 6。
第六节。
Verse 6。
只要凭着你信心求，一点不要迷惑，因为那迷惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。第七节。
Verse 7.
那么这样的人不要想从神那里得到什么，所以讲这里很告诉我们了啊，我们要凭着信心的求。
And in these verses, it tells us that we must pray with faith.
你也不要胡思乱想，不要怀疑。
And you must not think of other things or doubt.
你怀疑了，你在神那里得不到什么的。
Because if you doubt, you will not receive anything from the Lord.
所以我们这个信心呢，是迷啊，是怀疑啊，是怀疑的相对的一个事。
And to have faith is in direct conflict of doubting.
啊，有信心，你怀疑，正好两个根本啊，是一个相对的事。
And if you have faith, you cannot doubt because these two are in conflict.
所以雅各长老告诉我们了，他要祷告的时候啊。只要凭着信心的求。
So James, the book James tells us that when we pray, we must pray with faith.
但是一点都不要怀疑的。
And we must not doubt one single bit.
那么希伯来作者也告诉我们。
And Hebrews also tells us.
他讲信是受信之事的日记，我们看希伯来是啊十一章。
And let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
哎，希伯来是十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来十一章看第一节。
Verse 1.
啊，信就是受望之事的实际，是未见之事的确据。啊，这里是啊，告诉我们这个信心。
And in this verse, it talks of how faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
我们所看到的、所望见的这个啊，这个实际还没有啊看到的，确据也确实是啊，确实相信它。
And we must believe in those things that we cannot see.
那么，既然我们要有这个实际和确据，那么就是信心的原动力了。一个实际和确据啊，啊，一个信心的原动力就出来了。
And by being sure of and hoping for what we do not see, this is the faith comes from this.
那么既然是实际，啊，有了实际，有了确据，那么就不会去怀疑了。
And if we have these two things, then we will not doubt anymore.
假如说啊，我收到我儿子的啊来信，告诉我他讲。某日我要寄一件东西给你。
It's just, for example, if I receive a letter from my son saying that on one day he will send a package to me.
那么这其实是属啊这个，因为呢，儿子写信，我们父母的信呐、啊，我们做父母的，他一定会啊很相信的。虽然说那个东西不知道什么时候寄来，没有看到。但是呢，我们做父母的会相信的。
But as a parent and your son wrote a letter, because of the letter, as a parent, you will believe that one day the package will arrive.
所以一点也不会怀疑的。
And we will not doubt one at all.
那么为什么呢？
And why is this?
因为这是我儿子给我的信啊。
Because this is a letter that is sent from from my son.
我儿子从来没有讲啊。有欺骗，说话的这个欺骗呢、啊、
？And my son has never said, has never told a lie.
这里就是我们了解到 守望之事的实际啊，守望了需要看到这个东西的实际。
And this is what it means by we must be certain of those that we do not see.
这才是叫做未见之事的确据。
And we must have faith and be sure of what we hope.
我们祷告的时候，能给神来学请我们祷告，我们必须要有啊这种实际啊确据的信心呢、啊、来求。
And when we pray, we must use this faith and the certainty in our prayers.
我们说讲现在啊，我们在重复的，我们现在讲过了啊啊，这个例啊啊，很清楚的告诉我们就是说，我们虽然没有看到，但是我儿子寄给我的东西，我没看到以前，我也相信了。对，这个确据已经知道确据了。那么我们祷告的时候，信心从哪里来？就是信心，就是从这些地方来的。虽然你看没看到，但是我相信。
And let's go back to the example. If one day the package does arrive from the sun, and of course, then we will be certain because we have seen it. And this is also something we can learn in prayer is that because we pray, we can be certain that, and we can have faith.
啊，我们这个是可以说是给我们祷告中间啊，有信心的祷告不会落空的。
And this will and through this our prayers will not be empty.
我们去看马可福音是一章二节。
And let's turn to Mark chapter 11 verse 2.
马可福音是一章第二节。
Mark chapter 11 verse 2.
第二节，对他说：“啊，你们往对面村子里去，一点也啊，一定去的时候，必要看到一匹驴。”啊，对不起，啊，对不起，对不起，二十四节。
I'm sorry. Verse 24.
我去，年纪大的人眼睛啊，哎呀。看来啊，没有这么清楚了。二十四节。
Sorry, verse 24.
所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，啊，无论是什么，只要信就得着了，就必得着。只要相信，只要有信心，就能给得着。
And here in this verse it says that whatever you ask for in prayer, believe and you will have received it. All you need to do is just believe and you'll receive.
那么这里讲到这样，为什么哦这句话我们要怀疑了啊？你祷告中间哦，啊，你只要相信就得着了呢。
And why would we doubt that this verse saying that well if we believe then we will receive？
我们因为啊啊有了神给我们的啊实际，我们确据，主耶稣给我们的实啊。确据日记
，and it
就是他的应许，他神的应许就是啊，这个实际应许我们啊
，and God's promise it gives us conviction。
那个另外呢一个蒙垂听的体会，这个是确据，就是我们在祷告中的啊，祷告的时候。要求什么事情的话，我们都体会到了、哦、神垂听我们的祷告了，这个就是确据。
And by when we pray and we ask for something and we have received it, then this will give us conviction.
这样子才使得我们就相信了。
And because of this, it will cause us to believe even more.
这才是信，就是啊有信心来相信。
And that is what it means to have faith is to believe.
如果你已经得到了啊，你是看见了，这个不算什么啊，不算是这个啊信心了。
Because if you receive something and you already have it and then you have faith, this does not count.
但是这个向神祷告中间所体会到的这种啊得来的信心的话，不是每个人都能够体会到的。
But the faith that comes from prayer and comes from asking God, this is not something that everyone receives.
因为我们知道， 科学是这个实验，那么我们这个信仰是体验来的。
And because we know that science is something that comes from experimentation, but faith is comes from our what we feel,
体会
or what we experience.
不过呢，我们信心啊是可以向神求的。
But our faith is something that we can pray for and ask for.
啊，我们啊，请看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多啊，先是啊，第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章，请看第八节。
Let us study verse 8.
第八节。这人蒙圣灵是他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵是他的知识。这位圣灵是给他的，对不起，第九节，有一人
verse 9,
啊，蒙这位圣灵是给他的信心，也还有一个人蒙这位圣灵是给他的医治的恩赐。那么这里保罗啊。告诉我们。
And here Paul in these verses, Paul tells us,
圣灵这个里面啊，这个八节到十节里面啊，是讲到这个啊，这个圣灵的恩赐。
And verses 8-10, it talks about all the gifts from the Spirit.
那么这个圣灵的恩赐啊，刚才我们没看完啊，有九个恩赐了。但是呢，中间呢，啊，讲到一个信心的恩赐，这个很重要。
And if we look at all these gifts, there are total 9 gifts. But if we look at study the one about faith, this is very important.
那么另外，在这个马可福音九章23-24节里面所记载的，他讲有一个人呢、啊，带了一个这个。羊癫病的一个孩子们、啊、来到主耶稣面前 来求医、啊、
And if we look in Mark chapter 9, it talks of a boy with an evil spirit. Someone brought him to Lord Jesus for him to heal.
那么主耶稣又对他说了，他讲你只要信，只要信的人凡事都能的。
And Lord Jesus said,everything is possible for those who believe.
那么这个时候，这个孩子的爸爸，他讲哦，他又立即大声地说，他讲我信。
And then the father he very loudly exclaimed that I do believe.
这是凭主耶稣说这句话，他的爸爸又讲我信。
And this is and from what Jesus said, the father exclaimed, I do believe.
但是他爸爸就说了，他讲。他讲我的信心啊，信心不作啊，要求神呢 赐给我们信心啊，充满这个信心呢。
But the father also said, because he was unsure, he asked Lord Jesus to help him overcome his unbelief.
这个父亲，他听到主耶稣说这个话之后，他马上有信。但是呢，他心里面想，哎呀，我的信心不够啊，要你帮助啊。
And when Lord Jesus said this, he believed right away, but in his heart, he wanted Lord Jesus to help him overcome his disbelief.
所以信心也是要求的。
So faith is something that we must also pray for.
我们看路加福音十七章。
And let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
十七章我们看第五节。
Let's study verse 5.
看第五节。使徒对主说，求主加增我们的信心。这里很清楚告诉我们，这个使徒他们啊，都要向神来求信心。
And in this in Luke chapter 17, verse 5, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And we see here how the apostles asked the Lord to help them increase their faith.
所以我们应当要, 啊, 求主加添我们的信心。
So we also have to pray to God and ask Him to increase our own faiths.
所以, 啊, 不但我们, 啊, 石头时代, 石头他都要求信心, 那都, 我们更加要求了。
Because if the apostles were asking the Lord Jesus to increase their faith, how more we have to ask.
因此我们的信心啊, 非求不可, 一定要在祷告中间求主耶稣加添我的信心。
So our faith is something that we must pray for, and in our prayers we have to constantly ask the Lord to increase our faith.
那么这样子我们心里面得到平安。And
in this way our hearts may receive peace.
即使我在遇到什么困难的时候，我在病痛的时候，我们有信心也可以抵挡过去。And
if we do come across times of where we are sick or something or trouble, then we can use this faith and overcome it.
那么这个时候，我们有信心的话，我们不会怕了。Because
if we have faith, then why do we need to fear?
这一切都是出于神呐，有美好的旨意。Because
all things belong to God and are according to His plan.
如果我们啊，会按神的旨意，那我们怎么样？我们连一个头发都不会掉呢？
And if we understand that all things are according to God's will, then even one strand of hair on our heads.
耶稣说，我们的头发神都包我们了，一个都不会掉。他说得很清楚了。
And because the Bible tells us that God has counted every strand of hair on our heads, and one will not fall without God knowing.
曾经在台湾台中教会的啊，有一次晚上聚会的时候，
and in a church in Taiwan, in the city of Taizong, there was one night.
聚会完以后，大家要祷告。
And after the service that night, everyone was going to pray.
然后在祷告中间，有一位弟兄忽然 站起来说，大声地说。
But in the middle of the prayer, one's brother stood up and said in a very loud voice.
他讲我们是义平干归的真耶稣教会啊。我们是义平干归的真耶稣教会。
And he said that we are the true Jesus Church that casts out demons.
为什么还有把我们的兄弟啊，很久就还是关在这个人神经病？
But why do we still have a brother that is staying in a mental therapy institute?
我们应该要凭着信心啊，要把他带出来啊。And
we have to take him out of there through faith.
好，他讲我们明天就把他带出来。
And he said that tomorrow, let us go and release our brother.
大家靠着祷告，这一次、第二次再祷告。And
then after this, everyone prayed for a second time.
哦，感谢主啊！同龄们，大家弟兄姊妹们很这个生命充满啊。And
thank God that every brother and sister they had a very fervent heart.
所以第二天，啊，教会的传道负责人。 啊，带了这位弟兄，还有他的家人呐，到医院里去把他接出来了。And
the next day, all the board members and the pastors they went to the mental institute and to find the brother and to release him.
好的，感谢主了，哦，他为他们大家啊，为这件事情啊，同心合意的啊，祷告。And
thank God that they were able to pray for this matter.
在这个祷告中间，看到啊魔鬼的黑影啊，从这个房子里面啊又跑出去了。And
through prayer, they saw that the shadow of the devil was cast out from the room.
所以啊，大家特别为他祷告之后，感谢主，他的病啊慢慢就好起来了。So and
because of this, after the prayer, this brother that was in the mental institute, his sickness, he became better.
啊，感谢主，赞美主，这是因为什么呢？ 因为就是神感动这位弟兄，在祷告中间啊，站起来，有信心的站起来讲了这个话。
And thank God and praise God, and because it is through God's Spirit that allowed the, that gave this brother strength in the middle of prayer to stand up and say these words.
所以把这位弟兄啊，能给神来来医治他，来恢复他的健康。
And it was through this faith that God was able to heal the brother, in the end.
这就是我们啊有信心的祷告中间啊。得到的一个功效。
And this is truly we see here the effectiveness of praying with faith.
那么第二点，我要第三个是吧？第二个我要有要有恒心的祷告。第二个要有恒心的。
And the second is that we must constantly pray.
有时候祷告之后呢，我们没有办法感觉出来啊，神啊有没有垂听我们的祷告呢？
Because many times after prayer, we do not know if God truly listened to our prayers.
往往要经过还有一段时间呢，我们不知道。
And it's only after, and it takes some time because it takes some, and we do not know.
那么这段时间究竟有好长的时间，我们也不知道，所以讲，就是要祷告求。
And it may, even though it takes some time, but we still need to, spend time to pray.
主耶稣要我们常常祷告。
And Jesus asked us to pray constantly.
他讲不可以灰心。
And we must not be distracted.
那么他所以说了，他讲，就是圣经里面有个比喻啊，乞求的寡妇啊，我们大家都很熟悉的。
And in the Bible, there is a parable of the widow.
那么在祷告中间啊，她很专心的向神祷告。
And in her prayer, she concentrated very hard and prayed to the Lord.
她还有很久的祷告。
And she also prayed for a very long time.
不住的祷告。不停的祷告。
And she did not stop in her prayers.
终于那个垂听这个寡妇的祷告。
And then finally, this widow.
那么我们举个例了有一个小孩子，就是我们讲实际家里面小孩子也可以相父母要求东西。那么本来呢这个父母是不想给他的。
And or we could look at another example. For example, a son or a daughter, a child, who asked their parents for something for a very long time, but the parent will not give it to them.
但是这个孩子呢，他每天就传了他的父母我要买这个东西，我要买这个东西。
And, but every day, the child would ask their parents, "I want to buy this. I want to buy this."
那么就是增加了父母的烦恼了。
And then this will become a headache to their parents.
那么他一直在传他一直在念他我要买这个。那么到最后，这父母这还是要买给他。
But if the child persistently nags his parents saying, "I want to buy this. I want to buy this day after day," then in the end, the parent will just reluctantly give in.
为什么呢？因为这个小孩子他有很多要向父母要东西，所以正好父母又答应了。
Because this child spent a lot of energy and time to ask for this thing, and the parent will eventually give in.
那么这是家里面的小孩子常常有这些事情的。
And in the family, the children often do this.
那么同样的，我们的天父岂不是也是要要查审查这个你祷告的程度怎么样
？And our heavenly Father is the same. He will see how much we pray for something.
那么你是不是对于这件事情是不是有恒心的来祷告？
And he'll see if we consistently and constantly pray for this thing.
那么有一些呢，好，求一件事情，好，求一段时间，神没有垂听我的祷告啊，也灰心了，不求了。那么这个就，就是他的失败的地方。
And if we pray for a while, but we see that after a while, God has not listened to our prayer, and we just give up and stop praying, then God will see that the weakness of what we want.
神特别啊，注重你祷告的时候，你这个人有没有这个恒心，也考验你了。
And God is testing us in our prayer that see if we truly have the heart to pray for this, and we will do it in a consistent manner.
所以说他，你有恒心，你祷告，神会垂听你的祷告。
So if you have the heart to pray for this, and you consistently pray for the matter, then God will listen.
那么圣经上也告诉我们了。
And the Bible also tells us.
我们要不止的祷告。要恒切的祷告。
The Bible tells us that we must pray unceasingly, and we must pray constantly.
也告诉我们，我们祷告中间不但要迫切，而且要恒心，要恒呢。
And we must not only be
恒心呢。
We must not only believe, but we must also pray with consistency.
那么书也讲，有恒为成功之本。
If we do this with consistency, then we will see the end result.
那么做什么事情是这样的，但是祷告，我们同样的也是一样的，有恒为成功。
And if we see that many things, if we do this in this manner,We will see results, and prayer is one of them.
那么以利亚求雨啊，祷告就是七天啊。
Just like how Elijah prayed for rain.
那么这个正好是七十天，圣经里面讲到是一个整数。
And for 7 days, and we know that 7 in the Bible is a complete number.
那么打动教会莱因夫的哥哥，他。求圣灵，求了30年了。
And there was a brother in church that prayed for the Holy Spirit for 30 years.
求了三十年，每一次临危的时候，到前面去祷告，流泪痛哭，向神求，
and,
最后感谢主啊，给他宝贵的圣灵。
And for these 30 years, every time there was a spiritual convocation, he'd come to the front and he would fervently pray with sweat and tears. And after this and it wasn't until after this he received the Holy Spirit.
那么在台湾楼东教会有个李长老，大家可能大家在楼东的可能都知道的。
And in Taiwan there is a Elder Lee.
楼东教会了为什么呢？他的小孩哑巴，为了这个哑巴女儿一直在求。久了很多年，感谢主。后来有他会讲话了。
And this Elder Lee, who is from Lodong Church, he had a mute daughter, and he prayed for a very long time, and in the end, he saw the result that she could speak.
我们中卫一个谢圣道长老，大家都很熟悉、很认识的。
And also in church, there is also Elder Xie.
那么写长老为他的长老娘生了个肺病了，那个时候肺病很难医了。
And during some time, the wife of this elder, she had an infection.
那么写长老又为长老娘近日祷告，祷告了好几年了，感谢主，他这个肺慢慢就恢复了。
And during that time, infections are not easily cured. And this elder, he prayed for several years. And little by little, he saw how his wife was healed.
那么台北教会那个已经已故的一个安娜执事，大家都台北教会都很熟悉的了。他为着他儿子得救， 祷告了很多年。
And there, in Taipei Church, there is also a deacon who prayed for his son for many years to be baptized.
那么在台中教会啊，传道负责人为邻座位姐妹来赶鬼啊，今日祷告了一个月啊，这个时间也是很长啊。感谢主啊，在他身上面赶出去一百多个鬼啊。
And also in another church in Taiwan, there was some people that prayed for casting out of demons, and they prayed for 30 days, and both these time spans are very long. But we see that after this, they were able to cast out more than 100 demons.
那么这个神迹其实可以说在台湾的时候大家轰动了，哇，这个魔鬼赶了一百多个鬼啊，这个是真的大家轰动啊，所有的教会大家好为这件事情。我感觉到很奇妙，神的这个能力这么大。
And the spread of the news spread of this of casting out demons throughout all of Taiwan, and everyone was very, very was in wonder because this was a great miracle.
这些都是啊，遇到这些都需要有时间、有长时间的啊，来有恒心的来祷告，才能给啊。
And in all of these examples that we have just mentioned, all of these people prayed for a very long time. And it was because of this long time that God listened to their prayers.
所以说这个恒心祷告，这我们是也是一个很重要的一件事情。
So to pray consistently and for a long time, this is very important.
那么有些弟兄哦，得不啊，求不到圣灵哦，你们不要灰心。神，你只要有恒，神会赏赐你的啊宝贵的圣灵的。
And for those of the members who do not have the Holy Spirit, do not give up and do not be worried, because all you need is to pray with consistency. God will definitely listen to your prayers.
但是你要有恒心，不要灰心。
But you must pray with faith and with consistency, and you must not doubt.
那么第三个我们要讲到爱心的祷告。
And the third is to pray with love.
爱心的祷告可以说也是很重要的一件事情。
And to pray with love is also very important.
啊，因为时间啊，可能啊，我讲不完了。哥林多前书十三章十三节里面，保罗啊，告诉我们。
And in First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, Paul tells us.
他讲如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。那么这个有望、有爱。这个三种里面是爱是啊是最大的就是爱。
And the verse 13 tells us now these three remain faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of them is love.
所以我们祷告是需要有信心，而且要出于爱心的祷告。
So in our faith, we not only have hope, but we must also pray with love.
当时圣经告诉我们，神要毁灭索多玛还有蛾摩拉的时候。
And in the Bible, it tells us that when God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah,
亚伯拉罕有啊有信心的祷告。
Abraham used the prayer of faith and love.
好，神垂听他的祷告，他从五十个义人到最后求到十个义人，神都同意他。
And he prayed saying that from 50 righteous people to 10, and he.Went down to 10 righteous people, and because of these 10, God will not destroy the cities.
但是我们所可惜的就是这个索多玛城呐，连十个义人都没有啊。
But what is pitiful was that there was not even 10 righteous people in those two cities.
所以神啊啊，又派天使又把那这个城毁灭之前，他同时也垂听亚伯拉罕的祷告，把那个。一人掳的一家四口啊，又救出来了。
And God sent angels to destroy these two cities, and God also sent angels to save Lot and his family of four.
这里我们就看出神还是啊看重这个亚伯兰的爱心祷告。
And we see that this is a result because God saw Abraham's prayer of faith and love.
那么在啊啊这个世界 是啊，我讲见证好了，这个圣经里面道理啊，讲了太多，这个时间不够啊，我再来个见证啊。
And because of time, I'll end with a testimony.
那么在台湾不同教会啊，有一位姐妹。
And in Taiwan, in a church, there was a sister.
啊，信主之后，她来啊守安息生日。
And after she came to believe, she came to, she went to church on Sabbath.
那么正在守安息生日在这个聚会中间呢，她的先生啊跑来了。
And in the middle of the service, her husband came.
他这个先生啊是拜拜的，所以讲好一跑来以后啊，凶巴巴的，啊把他教会里面拉出来又打一拳。
And her husband believed in other gods, and he came in and took her out of the church and began to hit her, and yell at her.
那么唯一的我们只有在教会，只有大家就为他祷告。
So everyone in church prayed for her.
那么在祷告中间有很多姐妹啊流离。
And many sisters in church were very saddened by this, and they shed tears in their prayers.
那么弟兄呢，也一些啊，眼睛啊，眼里汪汪的，
哈。And
他就感动这个，要怜悯他的。
And the brothers were even very touched by this, and their eyes were watery in their prayers.
那么大家这样子为他的啊哀哭的祷告。
And everyone.As a group, spent time in their prayers, and they were very saddened by this.
感谢主，到后来，这位姐妹啊，她真是啊有信心了、啊。你打也好，骂也好，我就是要来教会。
But in the end, this sister truly had great faith. She told her husband that even if you beat me, even if you yell at me, I'll still come to church.
后来，感谢主，神帮助她。他先生就屈服了，就啊，认这个他的太太啊，好，你去吧，你去教会。
And thank God that in the end her husband allowed her and agreed that she could go to church.
这些都是为弟兄来啊，姐妹们来流利祷告，成为随从的。
And all this is through all the prayers of the brothers and sisters and how they.How touched they were by this, and God listened to their prayers.
另外一个第四个就是讲同心合意的祷告。
And the fourth point is to pray with one heart.
同心合意的祷告可以说是很重要的。
And to pray with in one accord is something very important.
那么在这个马太福音十八章十九节，主耶稣告诉我们。
And Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. Lord Jesus tells us,
如果你是中间有两个人在地上祷告，神就随听他祷告。你要求什么，他要给你什么。
And it tells us that if there are two of you on earth and agree about anything you ask for, God will give it to you.
啊，对不起，因为我时间关系，所以我圣经没有看了。但意思就是这个意思啊，两个人在地上祷告，神他会随听你的祷告。
And the meaning of this is that, well, if two people are together praying about the same thing, God will hear these prayers.
这就是同心合意祷告的功效。
And this is the effectiveness of praying in one accord.
那么我们说了，团结就是力量。
We know that strength comes from a group.
所以我们在祷告中间，我们要为某一件事情要祷告的话，啊，人啊，同龄们越多越好，力量。
So if there is one thing that we should that someone wants to pray about, we should gather a group, and the bigger the group, the more the strength of the prayer.
如果有更啊，那么我现在讲的有更多的人来祷告呢，啊，可以帮助这个需求的这个啊这件事情啊，神能给。
And the more people that are praying for this matter, the more that God will listen to their requests.
比如说我们一个家只有夫妻两个，啊，夫妻两个祷告同心合意，神他要谁还随心他祷告啊，他要求什么给他什么。那么加上夫妻两个哦，再加上他家里面的人，那么人一家人了，一家人这个力量也更大了。那么一家人要我们有教会了一个教会的祷。 什么弟兄姊妹了，啊，跟力量更大了。我们到后头，我们还有旁边的其他的教会了，所以这个祷告的力量是很有功效的。
For example, it may start with just a husband and wife praying for a certain matter, and God will listen to their prayers. But if you add their relatives and they are praying as one family, how much more will God listen to them? And if we include also the church and also the churches of other regions, if they're all praying for this one matter, how much more effective is this prayer?
那么同心合意祷告，我们在美国，我们美国总会有一个祷告王。
And to pray for in one accord, the churches in the United States have set up a prayer web.
祷告王现在就是一弟兄才来负责。那么我们有什么需要的，或者病痛啦，或者是有什么重大事了，需要祷告的，就是通知祷告王一弟兄。十弟兄可以通知全国的所有的我们真耶稣教会，大家一起来祷告。
And right now the prayer web is coordinated by Brother Ye. And if any one of us here has any prayer requests of sicknesses or any other needs, we could send these requests to Brother Ye, and he will coordinate so that all the churches know of this request.
那么不就我们园林教会有大家都很了解的，可能也要通知你们大家得到的李三宝弟兄，还有吴振中弟兄，他们两个李三宝弟兄两个肺都没有了，真是已经到死因有过了，要快要是离死离去了，那么吴振中呢，他没有肝，家庭今天只够没有消息，明天他。就完了，因为他这个肝就最后就在那一天，很奇妙，医院里面通知他了，你明天来换肝这个很奇妙。
And Garden Grove Church, there are two examples. One is Brother Lee. He was very sick, and his lungs were not working correctly, and in a few days, his body could not support himself.But through prayer, he was miraculously healed. Also, there was a brother Wu, where his liver was not working, and he needed a liver transplant. And if he did not receive one by the next day, his body would fail him. But miraculously, that there was a liver donor, and he is now healthy.
那么这两位弟兄，这个神迹奇事完全是靠大家同心合意的祷告。
And the recovery of these two brothers, a lot of it is attributed to the faith and the prayers of the brothers and sisters.
所以蒙主垂听了他们的祷告。
And we can see how God listened to the prayers.
感谢主，就把他们两个都两个肺都没有好了，另外一个肝没有了，肝有了，已经第二天也把它去开刀，把它换了肝了，所以讲这些都是神对神的启示，神的荣耀，神的能力大家得到的功效得来的。
And we see how these two brothers, one of them had his lungs were failing him, and he was miraculously healed. Another was needing a liver, and how one was available the next day, and all these are the grace and the glory of God, and we see the effectiveness of how if the church prays in one accord.
所以我们大家都要为教会的圣工，我们要同心合意的大家来祷告，来兴旺这个福音。
So the church, the holy work, we must pray in one accord, and also for the gospel to spread in the area. This is also something we must pray for.
那么最后一个就是我们讲到愿主的旨意来成全。
And the last point is that we must pray in accordance of in God's will.
那么以上我们所讲的几个 梦主的学情的条件啊。
And we have just mentioned all the many requirements of for effective prayer.
那么这些都是根据圣经的体味道的。
And all these can be found in the Bible.
神有他为我们安排的啊，这美好的旨意，很奇妙。
And God has a plan for all of us, and it's very mysterious.
因此，他必定按照我们所求的来成全。
And he may not do things according to what we pray for.
那主耶稣在克西玛利亚祷告的时候，这是很好的一个例。
And when Jesus was praying in Gethsemane,
就是给我们啊，在主耶稣在克西玛利亚祷告，可以说是给我们大家的一个榜样了。
And when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, is a very good example for us.
耶稣他知道，同时啊，他马上要钉十字架以前呢祷告。
And this is right before Jesus knew that he had to be crucified on the cross.
他祷告的时候，他讲：“我父啊，通着你口意的话，把这个苦杯啊吃掉，啊，把它离开我了。”
And the way he prayed was that, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken away from me."
但是讲他特别讲到，他讲你不要按照我的意思啊。
But he especially said after this that not as I will.
只要按照你的意思啊。
But it, as your will.
他第二次祷告又说了，他讲父啊，这个杯啊，如果不能离开我的话。
And in the second time he prayed, he said, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away."
一定要我喝的话，我就愿意啊，按照你的主意啊来成全我了。
And if I must drink of it, then may your will be done.
他第三次祷告又讲了，他跟第二次祷告是一样的。
And the third time he prayed, he had the same prayer as the second.
所以，愿阿兰给我们接受神的旨意，是我们要这个道理要懂得这个接受神的旨意的。
So to accept God's will, it is a truth that we must all understand.
我们必须要毫无随情的条件的话，我们祷告的时候，我们一定要遵照神的主意来祷告。
And not only following the requirements of an effective prayer, we must also pray according to God's will.
你不可以妄求。
And you cannot pray or ask for things in vain.
你也不必要灰心。
And you do not need to doubt.
我说是我们啊，进一步我们要向学主的榜样。
And to draw near to God, we must use Lord Jesus as an example.
我们在祷告中间，愿主的主意来成全。这句话很重要。
And in our prayers, we must ask that the Lord's will be done. This is very important.
意思就是说，不是我的旨意，而是神的旨意。所以讲我们祷告的时候，只要啊，祷告的一定要讲到我们啊啊，愿主的旨意，要主的旨意啊，来成全我们的祷告啊，这是就是神的旨意，不是我们的旨意。
And this is important because in our prayers, we must understand that it is not our own will that needs to be done, but it is God's will. And to say that, may the Lord's will be done, is saying that we do not need our will, that it is not our will that we seek, but rather it's God's will. And this is the best way to pray.
We, Paul,他也勉励我们了，他讲：“我栽种的又不如浇灌的，唯有神他啊，要叫他生长。”保罗说的就是啊，他讲保罗啊，他讲我是浇灌的啊，要不如啊，不是我是 这个栽葬的了，就是把这个东西啊树啊把它栽成，要不露呢浇水了，但是长呢，长起来的话神要它长，不是我们能有能力长的，所以我们到母道朋友是就是这个很好的啊，你去晒种哦，今天哦不要去接不要忙哦，晒了哦想要收成不可能的，你杀你按照你的尽你的能力去晒种，杀完了以后、哦、去培养啊、哦，注意讲哦，他要不要到来信啊？你没关系，你只要待到主耶稣这个教会里面以后，这个都是交托神了。神的意思哦，要他啊解决他，他是福气；没有解决他，他没福气，这是很清楚的道理。
And Paul told us that it is our duty to sow the seeds.But it is God that waters it so that it may grow. So it is our responsibility to bring people to church, but for the watering and for them to believe, it is through God's will.
所以圣经上也告诉我们了，他讲凡事要合乎神的旨意，才得到成全。
And Bible tells us that all things must be according to God's will for it to be done.
唯有主的主意能给成全一切，成全一切了所有的事情。
And if we do things according to God's will, all the things that we ask for will be done.
因此我们在平时啊，我们要遵守神的旨意来行事，啊。
And in all our things, we must act according to God's will also.
就是说我们在做某一件事情的话，我们必须啊要考虑到。这件事情是不是荣耀神啊，这件事情不能荣耀神你不要去做啊，这个就是神的旨意。
In all our actions we have to ask ourselves, does this action glorify God? Because if it does not glorify God, we should not do it. If it does, then it is best.
这是我们啊，就是蒙神祝福的一个很好的一个条件。
And this is somethingthat is a very good requirement for us to obey God's will.
也是我们进天国必须具备的条件。
And it is something that if we want to enter into the heavenly kingdom, it is something that we must follow.
对不起，超过一点时间。
And sorry that I went over.
那么今天呢，我做说大家给大家勉励的就是，第一，我们要有信心的祷告。
And the first is that, and let us review, and the first is that we must pray with faith.
第二，我们要有恒心的祷告。
And the second is that we must pray consistently.
第三，我们要有爱心的祷告。
And the third is that we must pray with love.
我们要有同心的祷告。
Fourth is that we must pray in one accord.
最后，我们要让主耶稣的主意啊来成全呢。
And lastly, we must pray according to God's will so that it may be done.
当然祷告的条件还有很多，所以因为这个一个小时是讲不完的。
And there are still more requirements, but and because of time, I cannot say them all.
我们今天讲到这里我们结束啊。
And let us end here.
我们因为时间关系我们一起来祷告，我们不要尝试了。
And because of time, let us just pray and we'll skip to him.
好，我们大家来感谢祷告。我们特别我们要为教会的圣工祷告。
And let us pray and thanks, and let us especially pray for the work at church.
我们灵会结束了之后，我们正好是要开步的，要向前要做的。现在这个时候。
And now is the time that we must step forward.
就是灵会完了以后，我们好好的。还有一些某大朋友我们要去做这个跟进工作我们要去带领他要为他们祷告。那么另外一些抽新的这些我这是新出席的我们要为他祷告还是要记住要带领他们。这个我们在平时一定要记住努力的为他们祷告的。
And in our everyday prayer, we must constantly pray for that. Now that the church is established here, we must now bring people inside, and we must constantly pray for them and to sow the seed.
我们更要祷告求圣灵充满，使得每一位弟兄姊妹靠着圣灵的能力 啊，去栽种，去做见证，啊。
And we must also pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit so that every member can go out and spread this and sow the seed and to preach the gospel.
尤其是我们啊做负责人的，我们一定要同心，啊，同心才能够带领弟兄姊妹们走上热心的啊。为神来效劳，为神来努力，来做传福音的工作。
And especially the board members, they must be in one heart so that they can lead the church to do God's work and to preach the gospel.
啊，我们现在来感谢一起来祷告哈。
And let us pray now. Thank God.
好。